Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Beef Industry News time. I'm Ron Hayes. With us today, Congressman Frank Lucas, former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee a few years back, who, along with current chairman Colin Peterson, has put out a measure that's being called Ramp Up, an idea of trying to provide some monies to state-inspected meat for processing facilities, give them some resources to be able to upgrade to being federally inspected in the days to come. We'll get details from the congressman on this Ramp Up in just a moment. Superior Livestock is proud to announce this year's Week in the Rockies sale, the 6th through the 10th of July, all week long, 32nd annual Week in the Rockies sale, this year happening at the Spring Hill Suites at the Fort Worth Historic Stockyards. You can catch all the action on Dish Network, Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 187,000 head will be offered over the 5 days of the sale. Each day, Superior Sunrise will start at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. The auction each day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central Time. You can go to the website to see exactly what cattle will be selling each of the days. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com and check it out. They've got videos for you to see, a lineup of when the various lots will be selling, and more. You can call 800-422-2117 for more information as well. Remember, folks, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. We're talking today with Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas. Congressman, let's talk a little bit about this measure that you've worked with several colleagues on, including House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson. The bill's being called Ramp Up. Tell me about, you know, why this particular piece of legislation.
Ron, in the aftermath of what we in the livestock industry have gone through because of COVID-19, problems in the mega plants with health issues, the slowdowns, the closures in some cases, it became quite obvious to myself, Colin Peterson, and a number of my colleagues, we have to have more diversity in the meat processing industry in this country. And that's what the Ramp Up Act is all about. It's one of the many pieces of the puzzle, making sure that facilities have the ability to achieve the standard that will allow them to be USDA inspected. State inspection, Ron, is just as good as federal inspection, but if you're going to sell across state lines, if you're going to sell out of the country, you need that USDA stamp. It creates a program using $80 million in mandatory money, so the cash will be there, hopefully an additional $20 million out of appropriated funds to set up these grants, approximately $100,000 per facility, to be used by packers to aid their plants to be able to meet federal standards. And there's a one-to-one match, but we waive that for the first year because we've got to increase and expand our packing capacity. And if they don't in 36 months achieve federal inspection, then they've got to pay it back. So there's a carrot and a stick here. This is our way. Get more meat processing going in smaller and intermediate-sized plants. Give producers more places to sell. Give consumers more opportunities, more places to buy from.
What sort of a meat processor is going to be able to take advantage of this, you think, Frank?
I would describe it as a small but intermediate operator. We used to have a lot more of those in Oklahoma, and the numbers faded away. But enabling to buy the equipment, the machinery, the things they have to do to meet the USDA health standards. Again, any product you buy inspected in Oklahoma is just as good, in my opinion, as is the federal stamp. The difference is being able to sell your finished product more places in a more variety of ways, but using the money up to $100,000 per location, and with an $80 million in mandatory money, that's going to spread it out in a number of places to upgrade facilities. It will depend from plant to plant what they have to do. They'll know what's necessary, but now we give them $100,000 with successful passage of the bill and signature. We'll give them an opportunity to make that jump that maybe smaller operators could not have afforded to make the kind of capital investment necessary to get there. We're going to help them.
If I understand this right, that money can be a grant if they're successful in moving on up and getting federal inspection in their plant, right?
Exactly. It will be a grant. The money will not have to be paid back as long as within 36 months of receiving it, you get your facility to the point where it meets federal inspection. There has to be safeguards in there, Ron. We can't just provide resources so people can do a little bit better what they've been doing anyway. We need to give them resources so they can jump to that next level. And that's what this is about. 36 months is a reasonable amount of time. $100,000 is a substantial amount of money in a lot of my smaller facilities. With passage of this and ultimately the signature, they'll have that opportunity to do what I think they want to do anyway. It just wasn't economically possible before.
How optimistic are you that you'll be able to get this across the finish line, given the fact that we are in an election year?
We have the most focused group of consumers right now after what we've gone through in the first half of this year about food safety, food quality, and food availability we'll ever have. How do you argue, no matter who the naysayers may be in Congress, how do you argue the concept of making a one-time investment to enable a business to dramatically improve their program so that stuff makes the finished product more available to the consumers? I would think anybody who's running for president would want to sign this bill. I would have to believe, in the scheme of things, thinking of the trillions of dollars we've spent so far on trying to pull the country through the COVID-19 epidemic, $80 million is a really small investment in the big picture for the amount of potential good it will do.
Soon to be officially dropped into the hopper, Ramp Up. That's Congressman Frank Lucas. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Smith's Gold is an OSU wheat variety developed from the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many of the challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, longer grazing, and even better baking quality. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has longer lasting resistance to stripe rust. It also provides great flavor in whole wheat products from pasta to pizza. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties widely preferred by millers. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.